on an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
You got it. 884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. In studio in Carson City, we have the widow of the Silver Terrace.
How do you do, John?
Hello, widow.
How are you?
What is your name, my dear?
Widow.
Oh, right.
I'm always known as the widow. Everybody calls me that.
You are the widow of Silver Terrace. Now, the Silver Terraces, that's the name of Virginia City's graveyard.
Yes.
I see where this is going. Those darn ghosts. Oh. Is that what this interview is about?
Yes, they're my friends. They're the residents of the Silver Terrace Cemetery.
Well, I have to say that that cemetery and the one in Tonopah are so great. Reflective walks, and I'm assuming here that's where you live, widow. Is that right?
That's my primary spot. Yes, but I kind of travel around, and I get away from there once in a while.
And now you help out Virginia City promote this the great visits to the graveyard. Well, tell us a bit about yourself. I mean, when did you first come to Virginia City, and what was your life like back then, widow?
Oh, I came back in 1877 is when I made it to Virginia City, and I died shortly after that. But I'm actually representing all the widows that had husbands in the mines that passed away, all the sad things that happened to the widows up there.
Yes, widow.
That's why particular name is just widow.
I must agree with you there, because I've been there a couple of times over since the 70s, and so many men, when you walk through Silver Terraces, so many men, when you read the gravestones, so many died young in the mines.
Oh, yes.
In the mines, the mm-hmm. men did. Mm-hmm. A lot of young women died there, too. But these young men died in their 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And I was heartbroken to see so many graves of children there.
The children are the saddest of our members, because they really were young. The youngest child buried dead wasn't even 24 hours old. The baby was born in the morning and died in the afternoon. And the baby is buried up there. We will have Hannah Saunders will be telling you about her son, who was, I believe, 6 months old when he died.
Oh, you do tours?
Yes. It's a walking tour. You come up to the cemetery, mm-hmm. and we meet you at the front gate. I will be there. And Thomas Wilson and his daughter will be there. Thomas Wilson is one of the undertakers from Wilson and Brown back in 1880s. And we tell you a little bit about the cemetery right at the top. And then we take you on a walking tour, and you get to meet residents at their grave sites.
And what's that? Now, I heard that you can, when these fine ghosts are not there to take you around, you can download the walking tour into your phone.
Yes.
And you have like reenactments, and you have actors. You stop at a grave site or
yes.
a grave.
Yes.
I guess you stop at like 25 of them. And at each one, there is an actor in your ear talking about his life or her life, right?
Yes, yes. The Comstock Cemetery Foundation was able to have that done so that you could go around and meet most of my residents that we talk about when you come to our show. When you come to our show, though, you don't have them in your ear. You got them in your face.
So the show is the live tour.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll get to meet them face to face.
Well, the Silver Terrace's graveyards, a cemetery, is on East Street. It's on the north side. It's huge. It's almost
big.
As big. Yep. I think it's almost as big as Virginia City. And it's laid out on this big hillside, so you can have the greatest view of Virginia City from there. But going back to so many people at a young age dying, you leave with the impression that it must have been a tough place to live
back then.
Hard times.
Hard times. Like what? But good
Miss
times,
Widow?
Too.
Well, good times, too. What'd y'all do for fun back in the day?
Oh, my goodness. Virginia City has always been known for parades. At the drop of a hat, if they can come up with an idea, they have a parade. And back in my time, there was about 25 to 35,000 people between Virginia City and Gold Hill. And so the streets, you were lined up shoulder to shoulder with everybody. And the floats were beautiful. And the firemen would come by in their shiny little helmets and their uniforms. And it was just a fun time. And we would celebrate all of the holidays in a big way. And there were trips we could take. Sometimes we would take trips to Bower's Mansion and there'd be parties there. And other times we'd go into California for San Francisco, or there's another little town called Cisco, which is not San Francisco. It's a whole little town all on
Did
its
not
own.
Know that.
Yes.
Well, some of the graves, it hasn't been modernized there, folks. And
not
because
at
of
all.
That, some of the graves are not in good shape. But
they're in much better shape than they used to be. We started doing this show 25
years ago, 26 years ago.
Well, we missed 2 years, so 27 years ago.
27, yeah.
We started doing the show, and it was in much worse condition. But because of our show, the foundation got a little more notoriety, and they were able to secure bigger grants. And after our very first year, they were able to get the wrought iron, the big black wrought iron fencing up around the whole cemetery. And it cut down the vandalism by 80%.
Oh, vandalism, that's terrible.
Yes.
A place like that is so sacred where kids are buried and stuff.
But
I don't mind the graves not being in best shape. I mean, you don't want to spruce them up too much. But I got to say, reading the headstones still standing are just fascinating.
Yes.
And they tell stories. This is history from the 1800s laid out at your feet, and it's free to park and enter. Lots of reenactments in Virginia City as a whole with the costume characters and all, but the cemetery, folks, is the real deal to see the triumphs and the tragedies of the people who built
Virginia City. One clarification, John, is that it's not cemetery. It's cemeteries.
Well,
there's 13 or more.
Yes.
I said that in the beginning, and I was just dropping the S. I know.
No,
cemeteries, it's that big.
There's
You're right.
So many sections to the cemetery. It's just
it goes about
amazing.
A mile and a quarter back along the longest road.
Very back of the cemetery is the Catholic section. And behind the Catholic section, even further back, is where the orphans are buried.
Do you have any gravestones where they have the clever sayings?
Oh, many.
Oh, yes.
Like in Tonopah, I saw. Oh, I wish I could remember some of them.
I can give you one right now if you'd like.
Yes, do that.
Stop and read as you pass by. As you are now, once was I. As I am now, you will be. Prepare for death and follow me.
Oh, you ghosts, I'll tell you. one more thing, Widow. We talked about you can download the walking tour on your phone, but when are the real ghosts there to give you the live walking tour?
We are going to be there May 11, 12, 18, and 19. That's a Saturday and a Sunday, two weekends. There's a 10 a.m. performance and a 1 p.m. performance. And you can go to our website at phonetimetheater.com and purchase your tickets, or you can come right up to the house and to the cemetery and purchase your tickets there too.
And the address, the actual physical address of the cemetery is 381 Cemetery Road.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know it is E Street. You're just right there on the north side of E Street.
It's behind the RV park. The entrance is behind the RV park.
I see. Okay. Widow, it's been a pleasure.
John, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Abe Edgington was our middle superintendent. He supervised a lot of our minors, and he is buried in the Masonic section. And he keeps an eye on the Masons here in Carson City. And he wanted me to announce that the Masons are doing a fundraiser on May 25th. They're doing a dinner murder mystery called The Murder of Masons. And if people are interested, I can give you the phone number for them to call for tickets. It's a limited seating because the hall is only so big. But it's going to be an Italian buffet, and there's to be prizes and giveaways, and they're raising money to give away scholarships to high school kids.
All right.
They were very excited.
How can folks get those?
It's at Carson Lodge, number one. The address is 113 East Washington Street, Carson City, Nevada. And you can call Kim at 775-560-0125.
Thank you,
to
Widow.
Get your tickets.
And we actually have a phone call regarding
the cemetery.
Listen
to the ghost
tours.
Doing promotions here. Do you do commercials too?
Well,
all right, let's
I
take
might.
A phone call. Yes, Widow, you got a phone call here.
I have
Matt.
A phone call. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Matt, you're talking to a ghost here and the Widow. No, go ahead.
Hello, Widow.
Hello.
I actually betrayed one of the ghosts, Foster Hamilton.
You were one of my Fosters.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Come up and see us.
Oh, I definitely plan on doing that. It was a blast, and the crowd loved it, and then meeting all the other ghosts and talking about I died in the mines. And
yes.
But the life was hard, but it was well worth it, you know, finding the treasure. And
yes. And you got to talk about the library at Piper's that the union established.
Yeah.
The miners union. Yeah. It's great. There's a lot of great information. We have two miners, Foster, which you did, and James Prout now, and they talk about different parts, different aspects of the mining.
I'm just so, so into this. And Matt, I'm so glad you called too. I got to wrap it up. This is awkward. I hate to cut a ghost off.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But thank you. And it's well worth the money and the visit.
Yes.
And make sure you come up and see me.
Great.
Super. I plan on it.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Widow.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. What do you mean, take care? You're never going to pass on. I know.
Are you performing an exorcism, John, and exorcising the ghosts?
Don't tick them off. 10:19, I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. We'll talk for a few minutes. Next guest, 10:30. And we got lots to talk about here. If you have something, 884-9910, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:19.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter, live and local Saturday, 9 to noon. Had a fight this morning with the McDonald's kiosk on my way to work. Like most kiosks around town, it can do everything. But the one thing you need, it's like when you call a company, or especially you're calling a government agency, and they give you this long, long menu on the phone that covers everything except the one thing you need. And so I go through the multiple menus, and I have the questions on the screen just to get a cup of coffee. At McDonald's, and only at the end do I see that it was all for nothing because the kiosk can't access the credit card that I have on file at McDonald's. And don't start laughing about me having a credit card on file at McDonald's. It's convenient, but it doesn't do that. The kiosk can't access it. I'm always fighting with this McDonald's kiosk. I'm trying. I'm really trying to be a digital guy. There's just the one thing, whatever it is, every time. But it's all good because I'm attempting a diet right now. I need to do it now or buy a whole new set of clothes. I don't get it. I told Kathy the primary snack food I eat are pretzels. I tell her they're yogurt covered, so they're healthy. And I told the doctor I eat a lot of fish, and she pipes up and tells him they're goldfish, the crackers. Now, anyway, speaking of restaurants, good news and bad news in Reno. Let's get to the good news first. The IHOP at the corner of South Virginia and Plum is back to being open 24 hours on weekends. That's the IHOP at South Virginia and Plum. And I was just told this morning, Bricky's Tavern on West 2nd Street, longtime Reno favorite Bricky's, is now open 24 hours. Yes. Remember how we used to be a 24-hour city? As late as just before COVID. Man, I was here in the 70s. Everything was open 24 hours. The car dealers, the pawn shops. It was incredible, but we still had a lot of places open until COVID. You know, we had a 24-hour Walmart recently, a 24-hour Starbucks, a 24-hour Denny's, 24-hour laundromats, and they all shut down at night during the dark years of Sysolak's shutdowns. I'd like to think that they're all coming back. On the other side of things, restaurants overall, don't mind telling you, they are having it rough, not just here. 2 weeks ago, well, here too, because Red Lobster, I don't know if you heard, Red Lobster, the seafood chain and home of beloved cheddar biscuits, is considering filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Red Lobster was especially hit this and last year by increased labor costs and expensive leases on its restaurants. That things got so bad, you know, they owned the buildings. And to bail themselves out, they sold the buildings and they pay rent on them right now. Now, many people blame the Red Lobster woes on apparently a terrible decision last year to make its endless shrimp promotion, which used to be an occasional limited time offering, a permanent thing. The move was not a smart one. They lost their ass on this. Red Lobster gained customers, but all the people coming in chowing down on the all-you-can-eat shrimp, Craig.
Not me. Homer Simpson.
Well, but this put Red Lobster in the red. The company blamed Endless Shrimp for $11 million in losses in the third quarter of last year. They had Endless Shrimp and nobody told me? How did I miss out on that? But the article, Bloomberg News here, article also says Red Lobster was in trouble before their Endless Shrimp, and I heard they even did Endless Lobster at one point, which sounds like they sound like desperation moves, right? So many of our local restaurants are having the hardest of times right now. It was never easy in the first place. We hear about inflation and the higher cost of goods. Apparently, from what I hear, the much higher cost of food and other essentials have restaurants in a real squeeze. I saw another sign just this week, one of our favorite downtown restaurants, and not Roxy's, you know, they're alive and well, but another one of our favorite restaurants downtown. I mean, I love this restaurant so much. I actually bought $300 worth of their gift cards. Now this restaurant has a sign on their door saying, "We no longer accept gift cards." And unfortunately, I didn't see the sign when we took a friend of ours out to dinner with us, and the waiter came with the bill, and I gave him the, you know, the gift card, and he said they don't accept them anymore. Say what? I mean, I said, will you buy them back? No. You know, first I was surprised that they can do that, which they can. What recourse do you have? I don't have to ask. They're obviously suffering, but I paid cash instead. And I said goodbye to a restaurant that we used to love. I kept my cool, but as we were leaving, my wife, the dignified ex-doctor, opened the door to the place and yelled, "You suck!" I'm not going to name the place, but we've seen this before. It's unfortunately, when they put up a sign like that, it's a really bad sign that they took away happy hour too, and the food was not what it used to be. But, you know, putting up a sign that says we don't take gift cards anymore, I've seen it before. That is a sign that a restaurant is about to close. I remember when Reno's Claim Jumper, a chain owned by Landry's, stopped accepting my Landry's gift cards right about a month before it closed. But the good restaurants out there, support them all you can, and do not buy gift cards, even with the, even with the promotions they have. Oh, you get an extra $20 or $25 for every 100. I either lose them somewhere or something happens like we just experienced, not buying gift cards anymore. Another place, Mexican restaurant that we like, they put an automatic 22% tip on our bill. Used to be they only did that for like a party of 10 or something, but no, it's everybody. Just one person, you'll have it on your bill. I'm just telling you, be prepared because this is going around. And then the waiter tries to get us to tip over it, actually pressured us. He comes with a bill and he goes, "Just so you know, there's a 22% hospitality fee in there and 16% of it goes to me." Like he's letting you know he's only getting 16 and he'd like a little extra to make up for it. Now, he might have been making that up. Can't be sure. The restaurant is doing that and I wasn't going to ask, but it's tough for restaurants. So if you have a good restaurant, do all you can to support it. Oh, gosh, I'm late. Let's go to Fox News. Next guest after that. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1031.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk. KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
And right now the temperature is dropping. It's going down. We have 58 degrees now, just now 57 degrees. And what's next? Well, we're going to get the rain coming after 12 noon, I think. Well, let me ask you, Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas is here. And you usually make the drive from Minden to be on the show, don't you?
That's correct.
Which I really appreciate. But how was the drive?
Drive was great. Windy, slight raindrops occasionally.
Well,
not bad.
If it was windy and you were driving through Washoe Valley,
yep.
Are they blocking off the trucks from going down?
No. They're not even staged to do that yet.
Okay, awesome. I get a weather report from you, too. That's awesome. Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, is headquartered in Minden, and he specializes in the non-pharmaceutical way to help your body, which is everything. And, let me start with the other side here. Of course, we've talked about your amazing Fat Buster.
Yes.
Product. It's basically Ozempic, but without the pharmaceuticals. It uses a lot of
natural ingredients.
Yes, all natural ingredients, including the
Fucoxanthin.
Fucoxanthin.
Kelp extract.
Well, okay, so, all right. Here's why you should go toward Derek Lee's product instead of Ozempic. Ozempic's already been linked to a host of bizarre bodily changes. You know what? I know so many people on Ozempic. I had somebody asking me, what pharmacy is not out of Ozempic? I said, how do I know? But the doctors, Kathy and I know, because we know a lot of doctors. She was a doctor all her life. They all say, don't do it. That the doctors are saying, don't do it. And now I'm reading that women are reporting a side effect. It's dubbed Ozempic breasts, which is when their breasts either shrink or balloon in size. Doctors say the shrinking is to be expected because you're losing weight. The fat tissue in the breasts also diminish, making them smaller in size, but the ballooning in size is, the experts don't know what's going on. It's surprising to them. One line of thinking is that Ozempic triggers hormonal fluctuations in the body, causing temporary breast swelling or tenderness. What are we, all guinea pigs here?
Yes.
Many women have been left feeling disappointed or pleasantly surprised due to the phenomenon. Men too. Wow, the shrinking thing. It sounds to me like that Stephen King movie, Thinner. It builds up my suspicion over these pharmaceutical science. And we saw this with the COVID shots. Science is not always right. And we've seen it many times before.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing in a way.
Yeah. So tell me a bit about Fat Buster before we get to your anti-aging. Oh, folks, you got to hear about the anti-aging theories and products that's that Derek has come up with. How is Fat Buster different from this horror show, which is showing up in doctors' offices?
Fat Buster works from an all-natural place. So fucoxanthin, astaxanthin, L-carnitine.
Are those the amino acids?
These are the natural plant extracts that we utilize. Acetyl-carnitine is an amino acid. It's utilized to transport fatty acids to be used as an energy source or a fuel source at a later time. And also, we also use blue cornflower extract, which actually cleans the kidney, liver, and gallbladder, because those organs in particular are very important for us to process foods. There are filters to process foods, nutrients, clean the blood. Without those organs functioning properly, we have great difficulty for us to function normally every day, especially as we age. And so not only does it help us lose weight, not only does it help us, you know, a little bit more mental capability to override having an extra piece of pie for dessert at night, maybe an extra scoop of ice cream at night after dinner. Just those small things are reducing how much food we eat at night in particular, even reducing it 300 calories a night, which for some of us is a half a scoop of ice cream, some of us a whole scoop of ice cream. But just that reduction alone could mean a pound a week lost in weight. That's all it takes. It's just that shift. And so if we can eat more during the day, mm-hmm. and focus on eating meals, smaller meals during the day and not snacking, that it's in itself will keep our metabolism functioning without sacrificing any nutrition loss, without sacrificing any of our food cravings. And it only enables us to function more efficiently, because then we feel full, we feel content. Is when we get caught up in eating meals and snacking at the same time, is when our calorie content goes from 2,000, 2,500 calories a day to 4,000 calories a day without even recognizing it, because snacking does not, they're empty calories. They don't contribute. More or less, there's almost zero nutritional value in snacking, unless you're eating almonds or trail mix, things like that. But you can still snack on those things, and they're nutrient dense. So if you're snacking on trail mix, I mean, you can eat in excess of 2,000 calories a day just by snacking on trail mix.
Isn't it terrible what the food industry does to these healthy things? Okay, now, well, almonds are great. Handful of almonds. Well, they cover them in chocolate.
Yogurt.
The pretzels. Okay, yes, you heard me talk about I'm eating healthy. My pretzels have yogurt over them. And what you say about eating smaller portions, I'm just amazed. We were talking about this off the air. The habits, the brain, once you do a habit like this, it's like quitting smoking or something. I mean, it's probably harder than quitting smoking, because you need food to live on.
That's correct.
But you can't change. I can't change my portions because it's a habit.
It is a habit. Habits form. And that's one of the things that I'd like about Restore, to be honest with you.
Your main product, by the way, which is phenomenal, Restore. What does that do in this situation?
So in this situation, what I view Restore as is it enables us to, so we get in life, we get caught in a rut. Like John said, we develop habits, and those habits become a rut. it becomes a way of life. You know, a career becomes inevitably becomes a single track focus of all of our energy and efforts go into that. Then, you know, so eventually maybe we go to start going to the gym all of a sudden, and that enables us to get out of the rut. Aging, it doesn't have to be a rut. Restore can help us get at least view. If it enables us to get pull our head out of the rut to see what else is available, so we can start to make different choices. It helps us. It enables us to enables us to view things from a different perspective. It enables us to maybe put a little bit more energy into doing something different. And that in itself enables us to, as a term I like to use, gets us into a cross rut. And so as soon as we make a decision to start doing something, all it takes is a single thing. Even if we've always mowed the lawn doing a specific thing, try doing it the complete opposite way.
Brain won't like that.
It won't like it, but we might be fascinated by it. So you might cut the grass the opposite direction, and but that's all it takes to start opening up the brain to different possibilities. It's that simple. Instead of always making pancakes with your right hand with a spatula, try using your left hand.
Oh, wow.
But that is all it takes to start shifting how the brain does things. And so we can actually force the brain. We can enable ourselves to do things differently by those simple things. If we always open a jar with our right hand, try opening it with your left hand. Hold it over a counter or the sink when you do it, because it's going to be awkward. But it's that simple to get ourselves out of a rut to start doing things differently.
You know, some people are going to try that tonight, and they'll be amazed at the results. And I really appreciate you coming here, not just trying to sell your formulas, but giving great advice like that. You're that kind of guy. Okay, so I feel very old this morning, because I don't know if you heard on the radio, somebody sent me a wonderful, wasn't quite a poem, but it was an essay about what Reno and TV, radio and TV was in Reno in the 1970s when I was here. And I also feel old because I talked to a ghost in Virginia City. I don't know if you're that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something. So I feel old. Up after the break, you're going to talk about what you have for aging, or if you don't have a product, your philosophy about how not to age. I'm desperate to hear that, my friend. All right. Quit smiling at me. 884-9910, number to call. This is Derek Lee with me, Brain Health Formulas in Minden, brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment with Derek next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1047.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
It's like sharing the microphone with a scientist here. It's Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. And if you don't know his story, he came up with these formulas out of necessity in his own situation.
That's correct.
You didn't buy what the drug companies were telling you and what the doctors were telling you. You went into a hard, intensive study course into what could help you.
That's
and
correct.
Your situation was dire.
That's right. 13 autoimmune disorders I was diagnosed with in 4 years, starting with chronic fatigue syndrome and ending in dementia, which is fun. I wouldn't recommend it. It's kind of scary to not understand how to put a key to a lock into a lock on a door, and without the cognition to actually understand how to put the key in the right way and actually understand how to unlock the door.
This came from an injury, right?
Injury as an infant, brain trauma as an infant that only compounded as I aged. Yeah, found all that out after the fact and just started once I got my brain back online, mm-hmm. After Develop and Restore, I was able to backtrack through most of my life and start to understand why I did things the way I did, because I didn't, going through life, I did not understand why, you know, I was kind of reclusive, why I didn't really want to put much effort into everyday life. And after high school, I put all my effort into work. So that was how I got through, was just knowing that I had a job, I had a career, but all my energy went into that. And so when I was not working, I shut everything down. I'm like, I was dormant. So I would sit down, I would sleep, I would watch TV, and to get up and to go out at night with friends, I didn't have the energy. I couldn't do it.
And Restore was the key formula?
It was the key. It brought my brain back online.
Well, Derek sells Restore at brainhealthformulas.com. Let's get to the granddaddy of ailments here. And I call this an ailment because I'm about to turn 70, and that is aging. What advice or ingredient or something you can tell an old man like me to follow?
Here's what I would do for anyone listening is go back to on John Potter's podcast. He has all of his radio segments. I go back to early January, listen to an hour episode, and then listen to an hour episode of what he's been doing since taking Restore.
It's a perfect demonstration.
You have changed the way you broadcast. And since you started taking Restore, it calms people down because our brain starts functioning more efficiently. We can react more emotionally mature.
Are you saying I sucked in January?
No, I didn't say that. What I said was, you've adapted. And adaptation, as we age, actually is anti-aging.
Interesting.
Because aging really confines and reduces people to doing things in a specific way. And if we continue to push ourselves to do things differently, the brain doesn't stop. The brain continues to expand inevitably as long as we don't reduce what we do or how we do it. We continue to stay open to new possibilities. We continue to stay open to new ways of doing things, and we continue to do things differently. This is how we keep our brain from getting into a rut, therefore our life, that reduces the possibility and potential of going single focus, single tracked. And Restore enables us and keeps our minds open and available to doing things differently. Even if we don't have the energy to do it, just being able to see a different way of doing something is enough to eventually do it differently.
Well, it seems to make my brain younger. I mean, at least that part is a good anti-aging thing.
That's correct.
To take. I take two pills a day now. I started with one.
That's correct.
First thing in the morning. And what? My gosh, I don't need coffee, really.
We drink coffee because we like it, because it's a habit. And so there's some aspect. I mean, coffee's great for the liver. The cholinergic acid in coffee is wonderful for the liver.
Well, that's good.
So the science even tells us that, okay. Especially if you drink it black. I can't drink it black. I like adding milk or creamer to it.
Me too.
It just tastes better to me. And so I still view it from the place of it's healthy or I just like it. Mm-hmm. And if things we really enjoy, if we can do it in moderation and don't get sucked into the abundance of a habit, that in itself is an anti-aging protocol.
You know, I spent most of my life thinking the word moderation was something, I can't do it. But going back to habit, folks, if you change the habit, moderation happens.
That's right.
It's this is what I've discovered. You know, I mean, see how smart I am. Anyway, so Restore, and anything else about aging? Any other product you have for?
Restore will do most of it. It's perspective. Restore enables us to shift our mind. It enables us to do things differently. Anti-aging products, healthy aging products. You know, a lot of those products are based on how our skin appears. And so if we look at how our brain functions, that in itself can be viewed as an anti-aging, healthy aging formula, because if our brain is not working properly, does it matter how we look? I don't think so. Because if we can't process how to get through life, if we have challenges thinking, if we have challenges multitasking, if we have challenges getting through our day because our brain's not functioning properly, well, it doesn't matter how you look. Because you're going to struggle to function through the day. And this is what Restore can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that?
Yes. Okay. So it's brainhealthformulas.com. How's business?
Business is continually increasing.
That's good news. And what product are you working on next?
I'm working on filing a patent to, to understand the repair mechanism for the entire body, which would include the brain, our joints, being able to reverse osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis. Let's see, what else? Alzheimer's. We actually have demonstration of this so far, reversing Alzheimer's disease. That's pretty fun.
Well, God bless you. We're already out of time. Brain Health Formula is Derek Lee, and you take phone calls too.
Phone calls, 775-634-7789. You can email me at derek@brainhealthformulas.com, or you can just go to the website, brainhealthformulas.com.
Thank you for many things, Derek.
Thank you, John.
Personally, appreciate it. Derek Lee, folks, brainhealthformulas.com. Got one more hour. It's going to be all open topic. I'm going to get into some news. Yeah. That's a ticket. 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.